Good morning, the Exotic Fat. This is Emily. Hey, Lynn, how are you? Good. What's going on? Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Let me just have a look. Because Pace, the one we've been treating for the longest with the seizures, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Can I put you on hold for just a moment? Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is...
Hey Lynn, thanks for holding. I just spoke to Dr. Brock and he said, so you can go up to 0.1 because there's a bit of a, I think there's a little bit of a weight difference between the girls. So we'll just do, yeah, 0.1 for Luna twice daily. But it does take a very, like it does take a couple of weeks for that medication to sort of work. But if you need any more injections, then we can, yeah, dispense more of those for you as well, okay? Yeah, and there's only also like so much that the injections will do as well, because if she still continues to seizure, like, you know, a few minutes to half an hour afterwards, then they're not taking effect, sort of thing. Yeah. There's nothing else that we, there's no other medications or anything that we can dispense. So this is it. Like, you know, and especially that you're doing those, the injections at home as well. That's sort of like, yeah, very much last resort thing, yeah. And with those medications, like, you know, it can affect, like, if they are neurologically, like, you know, the more that she has seizures, the more, you know, neurological damage is going to be done as well, especially when she's having such violent and so many seizures in a row. Yeah. Yeah. But if you do need more injections, just give us, just let us know. We can get those ready for you. That's not a problem. But you just, it's one of those things that you shouldn't have to be giving her all of those, like, in a day or over a couple of days. They should just be sort of, like, you know, emergency, because we use them, like, as an emergency drug here. And it's, yeah. No, no. Because if she's still having all of those multiple seizures, then yeah, that's it's pretty, yeah, pretty critical. Alrighty. Do you need me to make up some more of those injections, and I'll just have them sitting here, and you know, if you need to come throughout the week, they'll already be ready for you. Yeah. No, well, I'll just have it ready for you. Okay, so I can just do up another five or so. And yeah, whenever you need them, they'll be here, ready for you, okay? That's okay, Lynn. We'll talk soon. Yeah, see ya, bye.